Hola, hello, bonjour, konnichiwa. Those are some of the different languages immigrants spoke when they arrived at Ellis Island. Ellis Island has a very interesting history. There's so much to tell and so much to learn. In October, my class went to Ellis Island to study immigrants and the immigration process. The journey to America was very difficult. The poor were mistreated. For example, on the ship, they got very little food, were cramped into one room, and sometimes had to sleep outside where they got soaked and sick. Most of the immigrants were from Eastern Europe. They traveled by ship, and most of them came for a better life. Many people from Eastern Europe were Jewish. Most Jews were kosher, which meant that they couldn't eat anything because the ship kitchen wasn't kosher. When the Jews got to Ellis Island, there was a kosher kitchen. By then, most of the people were thin to the bone, though. People immigrated to America because of communism, famine, jobs, disease, and economics. Millions of immigrants came from Europe every year for a better life. In order to enter the U.S., the immigrants had to go through a series of tests. There were mental and medical checks that were very embarrassing. For example, they did a mental check that involved drawing a diamond and completing a puzzle. If the people could not complete the test, they would go to detention and possibly get sent back. They would draw an X on your clothes, and that meant that you were in detention. Sometimes they would give you a court trial to see if you could convince them that you had a good reason to enter the country. If you succeeded, they would let you continue the other tests. There was a chart that was called the manifest. It showed a list of the people on the ship. It said where you were from, how many people died on the ship, and how many Jews were on the ship. There were 355 babies born at Ellis Island a year. 4,900 people died at Ellis Island a year. Once the immigrants entered the U.S., they had to get a job. Immigrants made very little money a year but did the hardest jobs. Steel workers would get $1.25 a day, and people who sewed got 2 cents per trouser. I hope you enjoyed my trip to Ellis Island.